As West Dallas transforms into one of the city's up-and-coming neighborhoods, organizers are trying to preserve the stories of longtime residents. They've created an oral history project with the Dallas Public Library. As KERA's Galilee Abdullah reports, the goal is to showcase these folks' stories and personal moments for everyone to experience. And a note, the story includes a bit of harsh language that might not be suitable for younger listeners.
People have gathered on a Saturday afternoon at the Dallas West Branch Library, not to check out books, but to share their memories of the neighborhood. Longtime residents of West Dallas have come out to contribute stories, photos, and personal artifacts, like church programs, to the event, called a History Harvest. Lizzie McWillie is helping to collect the stories. She's Associate Director of Building Community Workshop, a group that's been working with various Dallas neighborhoods.
We're working with the Dallas Public Library to increase their collection of these neighborhood histories that are based on people and their own memories and what's important about that place.
It's the first of three history harvests around Dallas. The project also helps to highlight how longtime residents are handling change as the city of Dallas develops and undergoes cultural and demographic shifts. A few weeks after this history harvest, several longtime residents went back to the Dallas West Branch Library to reflect on growing up there.
We ran into rain and trying to get home.
For generations, West Dallas neighborhoods have been home to mostly Black and Latino residents. Ronnie Mestas remembers the days when he was a kid, when schools in West Dallas were segregated and students were bused to schools in other neighborhoods.
It was segregated. There was pockets and the streets divided us. African-American families were on the north side of Singleton once you passed Westmoreland, and then the Hispanics, the few that we were on the south side of Singleton.
Schools eventually integrated, and through the decades, the city of Dallas grew, and neighborhoods like West Dallas have changed. But longtime residents like Maria Lozada Garcia say the city has historically left behind the people who've always lived there, and it's still happening.
West Dallas was always medically underserved. You know, there were hardly any recreational facilities or things like that. The streets were not paved. You know, that I can remember.
No sewer.
A lot of the things. You know, it has always been the stepchild.
And those disadvantages continue to affect the community. Paula Hutchison says many in West Dallas are grappling with health issues after attending schools in areas polluted by old factories and plants.
We had to breathe that air every day, you know, going through 7th, 8th, 9th grade. And many of our people are suffering from disorders that were directly affected by this, and we didn't know.
Over the last several years, new developments have popped up all over West Dallas. Trinity Groves brought in new restaurants. There are luxury apartments now. That's led to hikes in rent and property taxes. It's also led to gentrification. And some longtime residents can't afford to live there anymore and are being pushed out of the only place they know. Again, Paula Hutchison.
Yes, it is personal. Blood, sweat, and tears went into what we have from our inheritance. You know, it wasn't easy for us. We had to stay on a certain side of the road. When the sun went down, you know, you're supposed to be at home. It's like, you know, they had a sign in the yard, no niggers on the grass, you know. It was like that.
That's why they're sharing their memories with the History Harvest Project. Maria Lozada Garcia says there's a lot at stake in West Dallas.
I really would hate to see all of the different communities, from La Bajada to Los Altos, Ledbetter, all of the different, you know, neighborhoods have history, have heart here. And it is really important to preserve that.
Garcia and her West Dallas neighbors have seen other communities across the city disappear, and they won't let it happen to them. Galilee Abdullah, KERA News.
The West Dallas Community History Exhibit opens Thursday at the Dallas West Branch Library starting at 5 p.m. The exhibit will stay at the library for a few months.